Konnichiwa. Welcome to Learn Japanese with Pasa Sensei. This is episode 77. Today in this episode, we will learn about the difference of conditional forms. Now let's go. Previously, we have learned about conditional form to conditional form ba, conditional form tada, and conditional form nada. All these conditional forms mean if or when. However, there are a slight difference in the nuance. So today we will go through how to use these conditional forms. Conditional form to is used for constant results and actual conditions. The function is to express constant results. The conjugation is just to attach plain form plus to. When you use nouns and adjectives, you need to attach da. By constant results, we mean that it's an unchanged fact. So, when you do A, always B happens. You can use this for natural phenomenons, habitual actions, programmed actions, etc. So for example, if it rains, it will get cool. If it rains, so to rain is 雨が降ります. We will change this into plain form. 雨が降る. And then put together with と. 雨が降ると. Cool is 涼しい. Become is なります. So when you put together with い adjective, it becomes 涼しくなります. 涼しくなります. 雨が降ると涼しくなります. 雨が降ると涼しくなります. So this と is used when A happens, always B happens. So when it rains, definitely, it will become cool. So we will use this conditional form, to. If you go straight, there is a post office. Straight is まっすぐ, まっすぐ. To go is 行きます. So plain form will be 行く. Put together with と. まっすぐ行くと. Post office is 郵便局, there is があります. 郵便局があります. まっすぐ行くと郵便局があります. まっすぐ行くと郵便局があります. So again, conditional form to is used when A happens, then naturally B happens. So whenever you go straight from here, there is a post office. So we will use this conditional form, と. Now let's look at conditional form, ば. Conditional form, ば is used for hypothetical conditions. The function is to express hypothetical conditions, like if a hypothesis comes true. This indicates that you place priority on the conditional clauses rather than the main clauses. For example, I think I will recover if I take the medicine. To take the medicine, medicine is 薬, 薬. When we say take the medicine, we will say drink the medicine. Drink is 飲みます. So we will change this into conditional form ば. 飲めば. So 薬を飲めば. To recover is 治ります. So we will change this into plain style. 治る. And I think will be plain form plus と思います. So 治ると思います. 薬を飲めば治ると思います. 薬を飲めば治ると思います. So this is a hypothetical condition. It hasn't happened yet. We will use this conditional form, ba. I want to go to the beach when it's summer. When it's summer. Summer is 夏。夏。Now let's use the verb なります to become. 夏になります to become summer. We will change なります into conditional form, but 夏になれば夏になれば I want to go to the beach. Beach is 海. Want to go is 行きたいです。海に行きたいです。夏になれば海に行きたいです。夏になれば海に行きたいです。Now let's look at conditional form たら。たら is used for one-time result. The function is to express a one-time or particular result. This has the widest usage and thus we can say たら in most common to express conditionals.The conjugation is to attach la after ta form. By using this, you can express both actual and hypothetical condition. So this means that if you use tara, it is 90% correct. For example, if the summer comes, I will go to Japan. Summer is 夏, come is 来ます。So we will change this into た for and put together with ら。
夏が来たら、
I will go to Japan.
日本に行きます。夏が来たら、日本に行きます。夏が来たら、日本に行きます。
So this is a one-time action. We can use this たら。We can also use this for hypothetical condition.I think I will recover if I take the medicine. So, to take the medicine is
薬を飲みます。
We will change this into た form.
薬を飲んだ。
And then put together with だ。
薬を飲んだら治ると思います。薬を飲んだら治ると思います。
Now the last one is conditional form なら。Conditional form nara is used in a context. So the function is to respond to someone in a given context. Regarding the other conditional forms, you can set a context by yourself. However, you can use nara only when given a context. The conjugation is just to attach nara to the plain form. So for example, this is a conversation between A-san and B-san. A-san says,Is there a person who can speak Japanese? To speak Japanese is
日本語を話します。
Can speak is dictionary form plus ことができます。So it becomes
日本語を話すことができます。
Now here we want to say a person who can speak Japanese. This is a relative clause. So it becomes
日本語を話すことができる人。
And then, is there will be,
いますか?日本語を話すことができる人がいますか?日本語を話すことができる人がいますか?
And then B さん says, If you're talking about Japanese, Tom さん can speak. So, if you're talking about Japanese,Japanese is
日本語.
So after this, we will put なら.
日本語なら、日本語なら、トムさんが話すことができますよ。日本語なら、トムさんが話すことができますよ。日本語なら、トムさんが話すことができますよ。
So again, conditional form なら is used in a context.So, this is the difference between conditional form と, conditional form ば, conditional form たら, and conditional form なら. As I mentioned, たら is the most useful one. If you use it, you can get 90% correct. However, it is also good to remember other conditional forms. So this is all for today. Thank you very much for listening. I hope it was helpful for you. I will see you in the next episode.
ありがとうございます。バイバイ。